Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. It's 97.1 Free FM.
FM.
All right, Danny Bonaducci at 2 o'clock today got a phone call from a young man and then went ballistic on him. It's always fun to hear somebody blow up on the air.
I do like to hear my colleagues lose it because certainly I have been guilty of snapping like a dry twig once or twice, and I think it's always fun to hear it happen to somebody else. And
here we go. Hold on to your seats, folks.
Hey, it's Free Phones Friday. Give me a call about anything you want, which means including Richard, who is mad at me. I cannot imagine why. Richard, why are you mad at me, man? Richard, do I have you, bro? How come I'm not getting Richard? I really want to talk to Richard. Anybody want to tell me before I move on? Richard! I think I've got you.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry, dude. Sometimes these phones do weird stuff. But I was so stuck on finding out why this guy's mad at me.
You're stuck on yourself, too, Danny. I really can't. I've tried to give you a chance,
yeah,
and I can't do it. I mean, I try and try, and each time I do give you a chance, you ruin it, Danny. You really do. You gotta stop with everything being about yourself. It's
well,
all about you. If you're gonna say
if you think about it, that guy told a story about me. I don't know who that guy is. He told a story about me. Not me, bro. If you have an issue with me talking about me, go ahead. Which I do. In fact, I made a joke with Steve yesterday. What's my favorite topic? And Steve said, you are. And he's right. But that's also the subject I know best. But here's what I'm always curious about. Is why do people who give me chance after chance after chance after chance decide it's not worth the chance, then dial the show, which you know from listening to all the other shows on this station, make the best shows. When you call up and tell me how much you hate me and we fight it out, people start listening. So you're only helping me. And I'm wondering, if you really don't like me so much, why have I been given so many chances by you? And why are you helping me have a good show by fighting with me? Because everybody likes a good fight. What's your answer?
All right, that's true. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, I think Danny is making sense there. I think that's true.
All right, we continue here. Danny Bonaducci this afternoon blowing up, going nuts.
My response is, I can't stand you. I love the topics. And if you would let the audience speak, instead of saying, it's your show, then every 5 seconds that someone says something, you interrupt with a story about Amy, it's not their show, it's your show. So stop with saying, it's your show, man, it's your show. Talk about whatever you want, it's your show. And then, oh, Amy, by the way, and you digress so much, it's crazy. And stop with the chewing taffy. It's like, you chew taffy every, 5 minutes. Every time you talk, it's like, you just got to stop that. It's small things that you could eliminate that would make your show so much better. I guarantee it. That's why Frosty and Heidi and Frank are such a success. Or Tom Likas. It's just small little things that you could eliminate that would make your show so much better.
All right, I think this is where he blows up.
I want to hand it to Danny Bonaducci right now and say he really let that guy have time to...
A lot of patience.
Yeah, he had a lot of patience. I mean, Danny showed a lot of patience there.
All I had to say?
No, that was exactly 67 seconds. I do an hour. You mentioned Amy 4 times, not me. You mentioned me 7 times, not me. 67 seconds. Not that easy, is it, tough guy?
No, I wouldn't say it's that
easy. Okay, then don't call me up and give me a bunch of crap till you can do it. Okay? Call me up and tell me how to surf when you've been in the ocean. Okay, bitch? You gonna call me up and tell me how to do my job and tell me don't talk about Amy and don't talk about yourself, but in 67 seconds out of an hour show I do, you mention her name 3 times and my name 4? I don't even know how you have fit it in. So don't call up me and tell me how to do my job and then do it worse than I do. Either get your ass in here and do your show and go into my boss's office and show him how glib you are. Did you notice everybody in my room? Steve was looking at me. Krista was looking at me. Why isn't Danny saying anything? Because I was waiting till you ran out of crap. And it took you all of 67 seconds to have nothing to say. And the things you did say were the words Amy and the words Danny. The two things you were calling to complain about are the two things you said for 67 seconds. And at 67 seconds, you had nothing. In 67 seconds. One boxing round's 3 minutes, bro. It's 180 seconds. Okay? You didn't make it out of the first round. Plus, since you didn't want me to talk about Amy or myself during that 67 seconds of the first round, you just punched yourself in the face. The other guy didn't even have to hit you. You said, why are you always punching me in the face? That's stupid.
There he goes. That was pretty good. Enjoyed that.
Wow, he got angry there. Wow.
He got really pissed. Michael, calling from just down the street here in New Zealand. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi, I hope you can hear me.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm using a Skype phone. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Are you in the Skype phone? Are you in the air, sir? Are you on an airplane?
I apologize. A Skype. S-K-Y-P-E.
Oh,
Skype.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'd like to ask Rick Dees a question, if I may.
Oh, well, you know it. New Zealand is the home of the weekly Top 40. They hear us all the way in New Zealand. We go all the way to number one.
Well, right. My question is this. When I get back to Los Angeles, should I buy a regular bed or a Murphy bed?
Well, I would not get a Murphy bed. You know, that's really kind of an old reference. And for the young people listening, a Murphy bed, it's kind of a comedy bed. It comes out of the wall. And what I would do is, what about an ortho mattress? They are wonderful. Ortho mattress.
Hey, what time is it, New Zealand?
It is 7:07 p.m. on Saturday, March 1st.
Really? Oh, it's that the time difference is that significant? 21 hours?
That is correct.
Whoa. So we're on afternoon drive in New Zealand.
Absolutely. I started listening at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Now, you live there, or you're an Angeleno visiting New Zealand?
I am here visiting. Yes.
Could we sell this show? I mean, could we start telling people we're at the afternoon drive show in New Zealand?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, we do afternoons on Zoom.
Exactly.
It's Conway Women live doing afternoon drives in New Zealand on 97.1 Free FM. All right, buddy, what's the weather like?
It's a little rainy right here today, and the sun's going down right now, but it's probably about 70 degrees.
Dude, nice. What brought you to New Zealand, and are you getting New Zealand chicks, and what's the vibe on the chicks in New Zealand?
The chicks are very nice. I'm actually here working on a film, and as I said, the chicks are very nice. There's plenty of them. I've heard a rumor that it's 2-1, women to men here.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Really?
Is it? I thought that was sheeps to men.
That's
4-1. All right, Michael, thanks for calling, dude.
Wow, thank you.
All right, there he goes, listening in New Zealand, man. How do you beat that?
Yeah, I can't beat it, man. And it's Saturday night, though. He's home, though. I mean, that's kind of...
Is Danny still going nuts?
And then you punch yourself in the face.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I get your complaint. You're not the only one who makes it. I've said it a million times. I just don't know what to do at 2:13 in the afternoon. Whatever the big story is today, you know the Corolla got to it? You don't think the other day he got to the Oscars? Do you notice I didn't say one word about the Oscars the other day? Because if Corolla didn't get it, Frosty, Audie, and Frank sure did. Why waste your time with the third show in a row talking about the same old crap? But, buddy, until you can do 67 seconds, you call me and say, don't say my name and don't say Amy, and you can't pull off 67 seconds without collectively saying it 7 times, you shouldn't be allowed to use a phone without wearing a helmet. You're a friggin' retard. You call my show to tell me you hate me, which means you have to be able to dial digits. So you're actually using what's called fast twitch muscles, probably a little different than what you know. You dial up the number to then say, I shouldn't do this, and then do it, and run out of gas in 67 seconds. You know how I say I was using what's called fast twitch muscles? Huh? Fast twitch muscles. Fast twitch muscles. Probably. You know how I say I'd sleep with the ugliest girl in the world as long as she was nice to me? If you were a chick, I wouldn't bone you. That's how much I don't like you.
Whoa.
And that's saying something. Because there's a one-eyed, one-legged, three-fingered girl with a smile on her face going, huh, you like to be better than you like that caller.
Jerry, bringing in your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I thought
into the show.
I thought he told you privately he wouldn't.
She's a nice girl, dude.
Privately, you had an understanding that he wasn't going to bring her up, right, Jerry?
Well, you know, I mean, Danny says what he wants, right. So.
Because there's a one-eyed, one-legged, three-fingered girl with a smile on her face going, huh, you like to be better than you like that caller. Okay, get it together. Make a decision. And have something more than 67. You didn't think I was going to go silent on you, did you? And let you pull off a radio show. You got 16 seconds of talent.
All right. Matthew and Pico Rivera, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. I'm 15 years old, and I listen to your show every night.
How old are you?
15.
Matthew, you're 15. What's up, dude?
All right. Oh, I had a question. I'm really inspired, like, to be on the radio, and I listen to your show, and it really makes sense, like, everything. But I want to know what I have to major in college, because I do plan on going to college to get, like, a job on the radio.
If you major in dealing with complete a-holes all day, I don't know if that's a major.
But if it is, you'd be well-suited for...
No, I don't know. Brian has 21 years experience. Let me let him handle it.
No, right. It's 22.
22 years.
I think that, you know, to be honest with you, thank you, Tim. I think that the best radio personalities are like students of life. You know, people who, like Tim, for example, who know a lot, people who know at least a little bit about a lot of things. I think that, that's why I think college is good for people who want to go on the radio or some sort of outside education, because it just gives you more knowledge and it makes you better equipped to have a conversation about pretty much any topic. So that's why I didn't major in broadcasting. I majored in political science when I went to school because I just wanted kind of just to be as well-rounded as I could be, you know. So.
Well, you want to come down to the station sometime?
Yeah.
Well, if transportation
Your mom gonna? Is your mom around or dad?
Yeah.
They can drive you down?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if they can't, you know, obviously if transportation is a problem, I can, we can work that out. You know,
We can work it out? Wait, send them a limo or something?
No. I'm just saying if transportation's a problem and it's not far from the station, I could, you know, on the way in or...
Oh, Babu, are you out of your mind?
No, Tim, I'm just saying.
The only time you offer to drive people in is when they're like 15, 16-year-old
right.
boys.
Yeah, that's the only person...
What's going on with you, dude?
That's the only person I've ever given a ride to in my life.
Is it Michael Vick?
I don't know what's going on with you.
Sure, Tim. Fine.
All right.
I know what's going on with you, though.
You're 15?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, dude. Well, hold on.
Hold on one sec. Gina, see if you can get that kid's information. If he wants to come in one day when I'm on vacation and Brian's here with Sam Phillips, we can have at it. All right. Let's talk to...
Don't do that. Dogs respond to that. Don't do that. People are in with the radio. Don't do that.
Eric, you're at 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, Stud?
Hey.
Hey, I'm working on an ambulance every night, and you guys keep me laughing all night.
Is that right?
All right.
Yeah.
You're a stud, dude.
Where do you drive? What's your beat?
Rancho Cucamonga area.
Oh, a private company?
Yeah.
So you get paid a little more than the guys driving around the public ambulances.
No way. We make a lot less than they do.
How much you make?
Honestly, $980 an hour.
Wow.
You get it on with chicks in the back of that ambulance? You get it on with chicks?
Not too frequently, no.
But it has happened?
Once or twice.
Have you ever picked up like a dead hot chick and you look under the blanket?
Tim, please.
Hey, dude.
No dead hot chick.
Yeah, actually, you as an ambulance driver, and this is rather macabre, but as an ambulance driver, you don't transport a body that has passed, do you?
If we're working on them, if they die and the family's out of control, we'll take them out of that.
Oh, jeez.
You know, I still can't believe this. This is the biggest discrepancy in the world when it comes to working for an hourly wage.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, Eric in Rancho Cucamonga, could literally and probably has saved maybe 10 lives, 20 lives this year.
A little less than that.
Yeah, but
how many lives have you saved? Do you typically save in a year?
Maybe five.
All right, five lives in a year.
Five human lives
every single year
with people, and that's five people with families and friends.
Right,
and
this guy, and they're paying this guy $9.80 an hour.
That's ridiculous.
$9.80.
It's crazy.
You ever get hopped up when you go to work?
Never. It's too dangerous.
Can't do that, huh?
No.
But you ever turn those lights on, that siren on, when you don't need it?
Sometimes we'll do that to impress the ladies.
Oh, that's when you have them in the back there, right? Is there a lot of room in the back? God, knock on wood, I don't want to be in the back of one of them, but is there room back there?
Well, I'm in the van, and that's not too roomy, but the big boxy ones you might see go around, they're pretty roomy.
Are you in the ambulance right now?
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck, dude. I hope you're safe out there.
No
man.
Calls tonight? When does your shift go, buddy, to after midnight?
8 in the morning.
Oh, wow, you're up all night. Wow.
Yeah.
How much training do you have to do before you get in that ambulance?
It's about one semester, 6 months or so, and then I'm in paramedic school right now, so that's another year's program.
You have a buddy with you in the ambulance, or is it a chick? I mean, somebody works with you, right? It's always two people, isn't it?
Yeah, he's in the back right now working on somebody, so.
Oh, there's a person in there?
Yeah, I'm driving to the hospital.
Oh, God.
Oh, is the person okay?
Yeah, they're fine.
You're going to make it?
Yeah, they'll be okay.
Well, can I ask generally what's the condition of the person in there?
Just a little panic attack.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is her name Jennifer?
No.
Oh, thank God. Hey, when you pull up on a scene and it's too dangerous, do you wait for the cops to get there to clear it up for you?
We'll usually pull in front of the fire truck, so anybody who wants to hit us can run into the fire truck first.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling, man. Hey, hold on one sec. We're going to give you something here. It's in the Shadow of the Moon DVD from Think Film. Ron Howard presents a documentary about America's voyages to the moon and the 12 men who walked on the surface of the moon.
12 studs.
That is 12 effing studs.
I said it, man.
Do you know that I remember watching that in 1969 on my mom and dad's TV in their bedroom?
Oh, how exciting. That's a nice memory.
My dad said, hey, come on up here. The guy's going to walk on the moon. I'm like, but I'm playing outside with my brothers. What do I care? But he goes, no. He goes, you got to watch this because later on, you can go outside and see the moon, and these people are walking on it.
Yeah, that's right. That's
like,
neat.
All right, I'll come up.
So of course, some people, of course, said for years after that it was staged, and that was something that wasn't
real.
I'm
one of those guys that doesn't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know whether they walked on it or not.
How did it look, though, in 1969, was it?
Yeah, it was on a black and white TV, and it was real fuzzy.
Okay.
Fuzzy TV.
Hey, look. You got a fuzzy television. So it was not as, like today, it would be, high def, and we'd see everything.
Right. Hey, Faith in Rapid City, South Dakota. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hello, Faith.
What's up, guys?
Hey, baby.
Well, I just want to let you know that, is Danny there with you?
He's not.
Oh, well, I was just going to tell him that I listen to his show every day, but you guys are awesome. I listen to you guys all the time. Sometimes listen to like us, but
did you ever live in Los Angeles?
Tim, when you rip that, we hear that slow,
no.
Tearing sound.
You hear that? No, you don't hear that on the air, do you?
Yeah. That slow tear of that. Yeah,
I'm ripping up Jerry Wyszowski's paycheck.
I used to live in Phoenix.
Right.
Oh, I
and
see.
And then I moved up here, and yes. I would listen online. And
mm-hmm. What'd you move to South Dakota for?
To go to school.
Oh, I see. Okay. University of South Dakota?
No, nothing that fantastic. I'm just going to a tech school.
All right.
Do you know when I go to Phoenix, I park in the same parking space that I used 15 years ago.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right, Faith. Well, come to L.A. sometime, baby.
Thank you.
Oh, I will. I used to live in California.
All right. You take care of yourself.
All right.
There she goes, man. That's pretty cool having the internet. People can listen around the world.
Yeah, we've got New Zealand. Now we have North Dakota or South Dakota?
South Dakota.
South Dakota, New Zealand. We have people. And by the way, if you think New Zealand and South Dakota is all we've got, that's just the tip of the iceberg. We have people on all corners of the world listening to this show. They listen online at 971freefm.com.
This will take just a second. Hold on, Jerry. But did you notice that anything like a man is in charge of? Like, guys created the airplane, and in 100 years, we went from, prop planes that could barely get off the ground to supersonic jets that can take you out, that can basically take you to the space station and back.
Right.
Or to the moon and back.
Right.
An Airbus or 747, uh-huh. Right? It's really improved.
Yeah, sure.
Sharing information is not another guy's thing. We created the telephone. And then there was, the Morse code, the telephone.
Right.
And look what it's expanded into, the internet.
Yes, right.
Yeah, but cooking and sewing, it's about the same thing it has been for the last 500 or 600 years, huh?
You think maybe there's a little problem there?
Got to step it up, girls.
All right.
Step it up.
Yeah, man.
Well, but let's get a new dish or a new piece of clothing.
A new dish. Oh, you mean like a new recipe, like update recipes and stuff
That's
like
that? Exactly right.
All right. Well, ladies, get to work on that this weekend.
Come on, girls. We've done our job. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. If you want to do something on March 8th.
March 8th.
For a good cause.
Yeah, tomorrow's March 1st, by the way, so it'll be a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be next Saturday. And they're having a football game, the LAPD Centurions versus the San Diego Enforcers.
Excellent.
And all the money goes to the Randy Simmons Foundation.
Oh, terrific.
For the kids that he's left behind. He was the SWAT officer that was killed out in the valley a couple weeks ago. And it's going to be March 8th, 4 p.m. At a high school. Salesian? S-A-L-E-S-I-A-N. Salesian High School?
I
don't know where that is.
Salesian?
Oh, it's on Soto Street. 960 South Soto Street.
In the valley?
No, it's in L.A. 90023.
Oh, I thought you said DeSoto.
Salesian. Salesian High School.
Is there a website people can go to for more information if they're having a...
LAPD has their own website. I think it's LAPD.org.
Right.
LAPD Online.
Yep.
But we'll talk about it all week next week, but March 8th, 4 p.m. So get on out.
Yeah, it's a great cause.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to a Jeff in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Jim, how are you?
What?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Tim, a while back, you told a story where you were going to visit your dad, and you got ill on the way, and you pulled into a parking lot.
Oh, that's a great story.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I told my wife about that story, and she said, there's no way he told that story. He goes, that's not a true story. And I go, yeah, it is. I go, you told it on the radio. So
that's a true story.
And it's a great story.
And I don't believe in ghosts and afterlife and several lives and stuff like that. I don't believe in all that stuff.
But you believe in an afterlife. You believe in heaven.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I mean, I hope that there is one.
Right. Okay.
But if I die and there's not one, I'm not going to go, oh, F.
Are you requesting, Jeff? Because if you're not, I will. You requesting?
I would love to hear that story, and I want you to say at the end, Evelyn, Jeff didn't lie. That's a true story.
Okay. I'll tell you that this is Emmis. And emes is a Jewish term that you can't lie on the emes in prison or you get killed.
Okay.
All right, so this is a true story. Yep. Emes. I was driving, I'll tell it real quickly because I get bored with the
You know what? But we don't get bored with it.
I
so
do.
Take your time, my friend.
I was driving from Toronto down to see my dad who was performing. He was doing a play with Tom Poston.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing Wally's Cafe, written by Ron Clark. And I was driving from Toronto down to see it, and it was, I think it was in Syracuse, New York. And I drove down through Buffalo. And I got in the car in Toronto, and I started getting sick in the car. And I had to pull over in London. I'm sorry. I had to pull over in the first town outside of Mississauga. And I was at the truck stop there, and I was sweating, and I was throwing up, and I was just nauseous, and I felt like dying. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, right.
And then I got back in the car, and I drove down to the next, like, truck stop or, you know, rest stop and just fever and throwing up and just sick as hell. And I couldn't drink anything. But I kept driving for some reason. I said, by the time I get to Buffalo, if I'm not feeling better, I'm going to check into a hotel or go to the hospital because I'm down. So I get to Buffalo, I cross the bridge, and even the guy who is the customs guy in the United States said, are you okay? You don't look well. And I said, I'm not. I have some kind of flu or something. He goes, go ahead. He didn't even check passports or anything. That's when, you know, the border was a little easier to get through.
Right, and that's a northern border, too.
Yeah, so I go to like a thrifty drugstore or Save-On, whatever the hell was there, and I want to go in and get like Pepto-Bismol or something, for my stomach, right? And... I stopped there. I turned the car off. And I said, you know what? I said, I don't think I have the energy to go into this store. I think I'm about to die. And a guy comes by on a bicycle. And it was a brown bike. And the guy had like a brown suit on. And he had a little basket on his bike. And it was an older bike. And he looked down in the car and he goes, you okay? I said, no, man. I'm really not. I think I may need like an ambulance. And he goes, You're going to be all right. You'll be fine. And he pulls away. And I swear to God, it said he had like a license plate on the back of it. There was like some kind of like religious sign. I don't know if it says Jesus or what it was.
Right.
And the guy drives away. And all of a sudden, I like had the energy to go into this Save-On or Thrifty to get Pepto-Bismol or something.
Right, right, right.
And I go and I pick out the products, and before I paid for them, I was completely fine.
Oh my gosh, that is a great story.
And I get back in the car, I feel 100% better without taking anything, and I think that guy had something to do with it.
Yeah, I think so too.
So I tell my dad this story when I get to Syracuse. I said, Dad, I tell him the whole story, and he goes, "Where is this guy?" I go, "He's in Buffalo somewhere." He goes, "Did you get a number or anything on him?" I said, "No." He goes, "Oh, Christ almighty, did I raise a dumb kid? You know how much we could have made at the racetrack with this guy?" It's actually absolutely a true story. I thought I was going to die, and this guy in a bicycle comes by and says, "You're going to be all right."
What was his age about, the guy in the bicycle?
He was probably in his late 50s.
Right.
He had a little gray beard.
Oh.
I thought he was a homeless guy.
Right. Okay, that's how he looked then.
And maybe he was. I don't know.
Now, when you... You know, obviously, when I hear that, it gives you the chills to listen to that story. You tell it so well that, you know, people think that that was like Jesus or something, or that that was an angel that came by. Do you believe that?
I don't know.
Think maybe it was an angel?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was with a chick. She was in the car as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she can confirm that story.
Yeah.
Because she saw the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a remarkable story.
Yeah. And that was unbelievable. I went from being what I thought where I was going to die to literally 30 seconds later, I was 100% better.
After just his presence. Now, let me ask you this question. When he was present, when he was in front of you, when you were interacting with this guy, was there any vibe you got off of him, any energy?
Not really.
No? Okay.
No, but right. I just thought it was weird that my window was down. It was only down because I was throwing up out of it, right. You know, 2 minutes before he showed up.
Was his presence like comforting to you?
No, it's just odd. Yeah, he just, yeah. You know, it was sort of like a pain in the ass. It's like, right. Oh, I'm sick as hell.
Right.
And then the guy says, "Hey, buddy, you okay?" I said, "No, I'm dying here." And he just taps the car, or he tapped me on the shoulder. I remember he tapped.
Oh, he touched you.
Yeah, he goes, "Hey, you're going to be all right, man. You're going to be all right."
Okay.
And drove off on his bike. He had the little tassels on his
right,
handles. It was like a weird, eccentric guy.
Yeah. The way you describe it, excuse me, is almost like a dream. It's almost dreamlike.
Yeah, but there was something about that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously. I believe that.
Maybe he's tooling around Buffalo, making people feel better.
Well, I'm sure he is. Or he's somewhere else.
He's probably in a place where people need it a lot, Buffalo.
Yeah, right. He is probably where people need him.
Yeah, but that was an odd deal. And then, you know, somebody told me, and I'm not going to mention who this is, but it's a person who works on the station, was feeling, works in this building, mm-hmm. I won't say the station, was on Venice Beach one day and was suicidal, wanted to end his or her life. And a guy came down and sat next to this person, talked to him for like 15 minutes, referred to that person by their name, and then walked away, and she has never had that thought. He or she has never had that thought again.
Really? And the name, this person never gave...
Their
name to this person.
Never. And that person called him or her by his or her name.
Wow.
I mean, so there is... I think there is some... Like, there's like a different level out there of...
And then...
I don't believe in...
Right.
I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in, you know, a lot of things. So, honestly, I'm not like some like religious whack job. It's just something that happened. I don't know how it happened. I don't know why it happened. I don't dwell on it. I didn't even remember that story for years after it happened. But the only reason I tell that story is my dad's reaction of, you know, how much we could have made at the track with this guy.
Now, when the person who was on the beach and you say it was a suicidal person, and then over it came this, you know, it was a male or a female that came to talk
male.
To a male came to talk to her, to the person. And then when the male left and the person felt better, that was it? It was over? The suicidal episode was over? I mean,
never thought about it again.
Oh, see, that's great.
Yeah. And so I think there is, you know, a whole new level out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I wish I knew, though. because I'd like to, you know, a lot of people could benefit from
that. Tap into it, but it's yeah. It's a great story.
All right, we got to take a short break. I know, Jerry. We got to take a break. All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
We need to go to break!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. David in Culver City, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just want to preface what I'm going to say. I've been listening to the station since 98.
Wow.
I've been totally sick and twisted sense of humor.
Good for you.
And I'm not trying to bring the show to a stop. I listen all day, every day. But, Whitman, you made a statement about Larry King, and you said that he looked like people in a nursing home when they're doing activities or something.
Right, what I said was that we were playing a clip of Janet Jackson. I don't know if you've seen the clip of Janet Jackson.
Yeah, I saw the clip.
Okay.
I saw it on TMZ.
Okay,
actually.
For people who haven't seen it, Janet Jackson is trying to teach Larry King how to dance, and Larry King just couldn't get it going, and his body was moving, really not moving.
But then I totally understand what you're saying, and I realize
Do you have a grandfather in a nursing home?
Well, look, I have a grandmother in a nursing home. And the statement I made was, I said, you know what this looks...
Just let me say my piece, okay?
Dude, this is for people who... this is for people who didn't hear it. I know you're not the host of the show here, but I'm repeating what I said so people who are just tuning in know what you're pissed off about. I then said on the air, it looks like when they bring, like, a dance instructor into a nursing home for, you know, to teach the residents how to dance. That's what I said. Okay. So, and if it obviously offended you.
You work in a nursing home?
Excellent. I'm glad you brought everybody up to date. No, I'm staying. For the past 3 weeks, I've been staying in a nursing home.
How old are you?
And I'm 36.
Wow.
I got a staph infection on my foot at my local gym.
Uh-oh.
Taking a shower there.
That's why I don't go.
Yeah, that's another good reason not to go.
Oh, anyway.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm staying at a nursing home. I've been here for the past 3 weeks.
Yes.
When I checked into the hospital a month ago, they were talking about amputating my foot.
Jesus
and now
Christ.
My foot is almost completely healed, and I'm almost, you know,
that's
I'm
great.
Ready to run for the border.
Wow.
I'm not even allowed to leave here. My insurance would not pay for home health.
Wow.
And I had to have IV antibiotics 3 times a day. For the past 3 weeks.
All right, so
and
what?
I've been
what,
in a nursing home.
All right, but are you the youngest? Are you the youngest one there?
Absolutely. And I just want to say something, Whitman. You said about old people in nursing home dancing. Trust me, my friend. I sit out here on the patio, and I'm right next to the room where they do activities.
Right.
Trust me, these people aren't dancing. They're all in wheelchairs. As a matter of fact, I'm the only one walking here.
What if he said old folks home? Would you have been okay with that?
Hey, I'm just saying.
All right, please, we understand. A nursing home is for people trying to get better, and they're not teaching everybody to dance.
And by the way,
if he misspoke, then he misspoke. But don't get down at him. The guy's been a broadcaster for 22 years and makes one simple mistake in saying nursing home instead of old folks home, and then he gets calls from people. F that.
Well, thank you, Tim.
There you go. Gino and Camarillo, you're on 97.1
Free
FM.
Hey guys, how's it going?
All right, man.
Good, long-time listener. Hey, listen, I'm calling about this presidential hopeful that we got, Mr. McCain over here. And I don't know, you know, Cheney's been in the background, kind of keeping on the low pro. What do you guys think? You guys think he's making a bid for a vice presidential run with this McCain character we got going on?
Who, Cheney?
Yeah.
Nah.
No, I agree with Tim. I don't think
I
at
think
all.
He's done.
Yeah, I think Vice President Cheney is actually looking. I mean, he's got his heart is, you know, he's got some issues. I think he's looking forward to retirement.
Yeah, I think he is too. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see who McCain picks.
It is interesting. There's a lot of speculation about who he might pick, and that's always fun. You know, that's always fun to see who's selected, and because, you know, these people really slip into. Oftentimes, they slip into obscurity after they've served as vice president.
Who do you think Obama's going to pick?
Who do I? You know the. Obviously, reflexively, I say, well, maybe Hillary Clinton, because they're both so popular and they're both doing so well in these primaries. I don't know. I really don't know. I had thought all along that it would be Hillary Clinton, and I had thought about who she might pick, and I hadn't been thinking about who Senator...
Would you take the position? Vice president? Who? They offered it to you?
No, I'm not qualified for the.
You would say no?
Well, no, I guess I would say yes, because, you know, there was an interesting quote from a guy who was vice president. So I've got all of these. You know, I collect this political memorabilia. And I
have
this quote from this one guy who served as vice president. And his quote was, "This is a job that nobody wants, nobody asks for, but nobody ever turns down."
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, if you're asked, you say yes.
Yes. Yum. Kurt, in Washington, D.C., you're on 97.1.
What's up, stud?
Hey.
Yum.
I heard you all talking about how the WNBA is a joke a couple weeks back, so I wanted to call and tell you all a story. When I was in college, I got to play a pickup game against the top female college basketball player, and then she was the WNBA Rookie of the Year.
Sure.
This chick didn't score a point.
Wow.
In the entire game. And I haven't played basketball since I was 13 years old.
And she was playing against who?
She was playing against just in a pickup game at the gym at the school I went to.
Wow.
I mean, she didn't score a basket. It wasn't even close.
Didn't she feel shame?
I don't know. I mean, I guess she felt good about herself because when she plays the girls, she's much better than everybody else.
Right.
Man, she could not compete against the dudes.
Right.
They weren't. I mean, we're not talking about professionals. There was a 75-year-old guy on the court.
Oh, wow.
We had a guy in here, Dave Smith, who does sports. I did it over at ESPN 1150, 570.
Right.
And he said you could take the best seventh graders in the country and beat the NBA, the WNBAs. The best seventh graders in the country.
You would know that Dave knows
seventh
sports.
Graders.
Yeah. Right. Well.
Oh boy!
I don't know about that. That'd be a good game, though, right? That'd be a competitive game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If you'd like to bid on the headphones, they are at conwayandwhitman.com, or you can go to eBay. Tim Conway Jr.'s autographed headphones. All the proceeds go to the lovely broke one, Gina Grab.
Yes, man.
She's totally busted up, 28, and completely broke.
Yeah, man.
How much? 29?
29.
Are you 29 now?
Yeah. My birthday is May 1st.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you'll be 30 on May?
Uh-huh.
You're going to be 30?
Yeah, can you
How much do you have in your savings account?
Hello?
What was the question?
How much do you have in your savings and checking combined?
Well, should we minus rent that I'm going to have in like 2 days?
Right. Because it's gone anyway in 2 days.
And do we count overdraft protection or what I'm liquid?
I mean, what you could bring in on Monday.
Right. You could bring to us in cash.
Oh, God. After I pay my rent, I can bring in about, I'd say an easy 390.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Easily.
I thought you were broke.
390,
I have like $390.
Well,
so I guess
you're not broke. I mean, 390, you could go stay
on vacation.
Peninsula Hotel for a night.
Well, I'm on hotels.com right now, so I think I'm going to maybe do a weekend in New York. I'm really excited.
You need more money.
Yeah, she does need more money.
All right, go and bid on these headphones on eBay. Tim Conway Jr.'s autograph headphones. They're not worth much.
Nice. I mean, they're nice headphones.
They're Sony. They work, but they're. I wore them for about 4 years. And so if you have any nostalgia for this stupid show, go and buy them. But the money goes to Gina Grad, though.
Right. But it's a real, I mean, it's a keepsake for any broadcasting fans or because you signed them and I've seen you wear them every night.
So, hey, darling,
baby,
you've saved, you've put away $10 a year.
Well, no, I saved a lot of money.
Less than that, even.
I saved a lot of money that I have been living off of.
No, 10 times 30.
Oh.
She has 390. She almost has
more.
400, yeah.
So you have $33. Right now you've saved $11.
Do you think the company, you think CBS will match that?
12, 13. Well, you've saved $13 a year.
Yeah.
A year.
That's not bad.
Jesus Christ.
You know, my mom's a banker, so I'm really into like...
Right, obviously.
Savings.
Financial security and all of that.
Trust fund.
Clearly.
I'm a trust fund.
Is it all liquid or you have investments?
Baby, I'm all liquid.
It's ridiculous.
You got to put the videos up that she's making with in that room with Randy
that special camera, the fun house camera.
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. The Gretchen is coming up next, minus the Lukes.
Yeah. Look out, Gretchen. The Lukes is on the road. with something special in mind.
And then we'll be on Monday, right after Tom Likas. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM.
Dance. What is this dance called? The dance of the video.
Dance.
Struggling Jew.
Dance.
I don't know what I'm doing.